Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Growing businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Ben Rice is coming to the show for the New York Yankees to replace Anthony Rizzo for now. It is prospect profile time. Scotty Braun here with JJ Cooper and Jeff Ponce from Baseball America. Jeff, you've been following Ben Rice for a long time. I will say I got to get a little insight on him last year in my little visit to Somerset, the Patriots AA team for the New York Yankees. And his teammates were praising him off the charts in terms of basically everything that they could explain it. And they kind of said, hey, this dude's underrated. Look out for what he does when he gets to the next level. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. This is a player from sort of an unusual background, cold weather guy, was not heavily recruited out of high school, went to Noble Greeno up here, which is a very exclusive private school that plays in the prep school league, same one that second round pick of the Marlins last year, Thomas White, played in. Ends up at Dartmouth. His father was actually an Ivy League player as well. I believe his father played baseball at Brown. So there is some bloodlines there in terms of Ivy League baseball players. But this is a guy that was really impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. He missed most of the 2020 season, of course, because of the cancellation. And for those that forget, the Ivy League also canceled the 2021 season. So the first time that I saw him, really the only time that he was able to compete, was during the summers. He competed in the Futures League in 2020, which the Cape was shut down in that year. So the 2020 Futures League was really, really loaded up with a lot of talent. Sal Frelick of the Brewers, I actually saw compete against Ben Rice, as well as some other major leaguers. Rice was a guy that stood out there in the Futures League, and it was a higher level of competition that year. He then matriculated to Kituat on the Cape, really performed pre-draft. The Yankees ended up taking a chance on him in a later round pick. He was a signing of legendary New England Northeast area scout Matt Hyde. Shout out to Matt, one of my favorite scouts out there. And he's a guy that does a great job of sort of working some of these undervalued, maybe underexplored players here in the Northeast. And it's really paid a lot of rewards for the Yankees. I mean, you look at the bat, there is no question about the fact that this guy does have contact skills, has good approach, there's power. And then he, you know, obviously was older because of sort of the path that he followed, being an Ivy League guy. Those guys are always a little bit harder to sign. Plus you add in that sort of, you know, cancellation of two of his collegiate seasons. He had to make up some time, and he certainly has done that over the last 2 years. Now he's in the big leagues. I think the biggest question in terms of him replacing Rizzo has just been the defense. And it's even been a conversation I think the Yankees had had prior to the injury to Rizzo, as Rizzo has kind of struggled with the bat this year.
I think that this is kind of you don't want it to happen this way, right? You never want other players to get hurt. If you're Ben Rice, this is kind of the perfect opportunity, because it's not that first base has been his primary position, but it may be his best position long-term. There is a little bit of question about at catcher, like, is he ever going to be the everyday an everyday caliber catcher, especially for the Yankees? But the bat's pretty close to big league ready. It's a very well-rounded offensive approach. He doesn't chase a ton. He makes a ton of contact. He has solid power. So I kind of look at this as like he's getting a tryout here. He's getting an opportunity where the next month is, okay, show us what you can do, Ben. And if he shows that he's able to handle that position at a solid level, they don't need him to be a star. They got Soto. They got Judge. They got guys who can be the stars. But if he can do that, then maybe they don't need to go and make a move. If he can't, well, you've got basically long enough, you've got a long enough runway here, not just with the numbers he puts up, but see what he's, you know, what kind of at bats he's putting together, where if you need to, well, then you can go out and make a move. Because let's be honest, the way Rizzo was playing, it wasn't something where the Yankees were going to feel comfortable just saying Anthony Rizzo is our first baseman for the set, you know, for the rest of the season, unless Rizzo made a pretty dramatic turnaround. Well, this gives kind of an opportunity to see if Ben Rice is ready. And if not, you got enough time before the trade deadline that you can still do something about it if Rice does show that, okay, maybe he's not the fit that they need.
JJ, the other question I think that comes to mind for Yankees fans is, how will the next wave of young players develop, not just at the minor league level, but at the major league level? That has been a point of contention at times with fans. There were hitting coach changes last year. I think Anthony Volpe is a nice example of someone who comes up, they're expecting the world right away. The glove was great, but the bat was just okay last year. He has really taken another step in terms of getting on base for the team this year. So now we get to see another player that's been talked about, not to the level of Volpe, right? But and not to the level of Spencer Jones, but we get to see how this player looks and will he instantly be able to contribute? So I wonder how the development system and how the coaching staff will be able to handle this. I just think this will be a big test, right? If he's someone who can be a big league contributor right away, even if he's not a star, I think, you know, the Yankee fan base will also feel like this next wave could be really promising for them because they haven't developed many superstars.
And that's what's going to be interesting to see here, because the funny thing about this is Rice is the one coming up. And as you said, he's not Spencer Jones. He's not Jason Dominguez. They have some guys, you know, he's kind of Augustin Ramirez. He's a guy like that who kind of actually fits some of the same, you know, profiles, a little different ways of doing it. But the Yankees have to figure out over the next month and a half, this is clearly a team that is positioned to go deep into October this year. But what they have to figure out is both who's ready to help them, but also who are the guys who they're willing to deal, right? Who are the guys who they're like, okay, we think that Jason Dominguez is, we can't let him go, but we'll let Spencer Jones go, or vice versa. Or, you know what, we got to hold on to both those guys. Because the reality of it is that this is a team, I think we've seen this last couple of weeks, they've got some stars and they've got some holes, and they've got holes where there's some veterans who you might want to look at, see if you can upgrade, if you can kind of find someone who as a rental who might be a better fit, because we know as much as the Orioles are battling injuries also, the Orioles probably aren't going anywhere. We know that, you know, I don't know who's going to come out of the Central, but we know that it looks like the Mariners are going to be, you know, fine in the West as well. There are teams that you're figuring out, okay, how do we make ourselves better come October? And that's going to be a very interesting next month and a half for New York.
It's one of these organizations where they have, you know, a ton of resources. So if you do work the backfields like I did with the Yankees a little bit this spring, you see a lot of talent just throughout their minor league system. There's a ton of players there. Even in the years that they haven't maybe produced superstars, I feel like if you go back and maybe look at the guys that were in their system, there were a lot of good pitchers, a lot of guys that maybe might have been solid relievers that have had good major league careers. They do a good job of identifying talent. I think sometimes in terms of their top guys, they haven't always been able to get the most out of them. The hope is that we will see that with a guy like Jason Dominguez, because they really haven't had sort of that impact young class come up since the end of the 2016 season with Judge and, I guess, you know, Austin and Gary Sanchez and all those guys when they sort of went on a tear for the next year. We haven't really seen that. And I think that's something for an organization that does spend a lot of money on scouting, spends a lot of money on analytics in terms of how they analyze players for the draft and just throughout the minor leagues. They haven't necessarily been able to get those guys out of the system the same way. I will say that I do think Ben Rice in particular sort of fits the profile of the players that they've had a lot of success with. He's a guy that has a very low chase rate. The impact numbers are excellent. It was a 105.5 mile per hour, 90th percentile, 50% hard hit rate this year. And I think it was a 410 ex-Wobicon. So he does a lot of damage and he makes a solid amount of contact. The fact that, you know, he is potentially a fit at first base is probably really good. The question has been, you know, can they get, you know, better swings out of Spencer Jones? Can they, you know, get Jason Dominguez to consistently stay healthy and hit? I think You know, those are the big questions. Those are the things that are kind of lingering right now. And I think that Rice could certainly buy them some time. It's still going to be a matter of when the rubber meets the road with Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones. Are these guys truly the superstars that many in the Yankees front offices sort of view them as?
And for Ben Rice, yeah, this is the perfect time to shine. It's not just, you know, getting called up when Anthony Rizzo goes down with an injury. Rizzo has not performed well this year. Mm-hmm. You look at the hitting stats, he has not been a good ball player for the Yankees. So this actually could be a net positive for them for now, if he can be at least an average, if not above average hitter to contribute to the offense. So we'll see what happens. Ben Rice gets called up to the show. That's your prospect profile. Look out for more of these whenever a big prospect gets the call. Subscribe to the Baseball America YouTube channel for more. Also, check out the podcast version. Just type in Baseball America wherever you get your pods, and we'll keep doing this. Lastly, check out Hot Sheet. Every single Tuesday, we fire up live on the BA YouTube channel at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Thanks for watching.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso. Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Muah! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.